The arrow's pointed up.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two ass would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, and if you're new to this thing, it's a regular occurrence here on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Every Wednesday, every hump day, right around this time, we do some stock talk, a different flavor each week, but football has returned. It's on its way. It's this week. It's here. NFL action tonight. Your Texans in action on Sunday as they host the Buffalo Bills, and that is exactly what we're going to discuss during stock talk today here on The Drive. And I want to get started with you, Ron, the show, Hughley, for a Texans-Bills Week 1 edition of Stock Up, Stock Down. Let's go Stock Down in your view, Ron, the show.
Yeah, usually, Tyler, like Tyler said, if you're just joining us, it's usually us reacting off the previous game and the week. Well, now we're going into the game, and I'm thinking of Stock Downs for the game. And Clint, Tyler, my Stock Down is to Nico Collins. And it is just simply because it feels like the Bills are going to be hell-bent, just with everything else that's out on the field, hell-bent on, well, we're just not going to let him beat us. Like, even and with less fear to be able to do so, we'll see how up to speed Kayshon Boutte is,
Get it right now. 2 to 6 p.m. at least, he is Boutte.
Until he tells us different. And I'm serious. We get our hands on him. We're going to ask him: is it Boutte? Is it Boutte? Or is it something else? And I want the pronunciation.
It's easy. What do they call you, Daddy, in New Iberia?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Haitian.
But
that's right.
But I think Nico is going to see double teams. Them just hell bent on saying we're not going to let him beat us until somebody else shows us that we've got to stop. And based off last year, hopefully there's some changes, but based off last year, the Texans don't mind going the other way, not really forcing it his way. So with the injuries, the newness of Kayshon Boutte, Noel not playing a lot here lately, and I think Xavier Hutchinson probably being a guy seeing a lot, and they'll probably take their chances with leaving him. I think Nico Collins is going to see a lot of guys in his face, multiple defenders trying to stop him.
Yeah, I got to believe that they better their chances of beating the Texans if they can keep Nico Collins out of the box score. If they can keep him from catching two or three of those cut, split, glance routes, if they can keep in critical situations, then they're probably going to be able to get off the field. So, Nico Collins, That's one that's damn sure going to get some attention.
He's going to be seeing a lot of people in front of him and then somebody else right there behind him.
Big Nico going to get locked down. That's Ron's concern on Stock Down for this Texans matchup week one against the Bills. We are talking Texans-Bills coming up Sunday. It has arrived. Clint Sterner, for you, what is Stock Down for this Texans-Bills matchup?
Yeah, mine is a stock that's already plummeted, and he's made this he's made this list for me, I think, 2 weeks in a row, if not two out of the last 3 weeks. I'm sorry, y'all. I know it's redundant, but Wyatt Teller. This is real stuff. I think this organization right now, they'll tell you about the great depth, and I think they do have better depth. But when it comes to Wyatt Teller, I think a lot of it is safe face. I think they'd be scared out of their minds if he had to play. I think
they go in a different direction.
Yeah, I do too. But if he has to get on the field against Ed Oliver, Quinnen Williams, what's Big Boy's name in Cleveland, Ron? What's Big Boy's name in Cleveland now, defensive lineman? I'm not in Cleveland, in Cincinnati.
Sexy Dexter.
Yeah, Dexter Lawrence. When he has to face those kind of guys, he would be eight alive. And so I got to give Wyatt Teller my stock down, boys, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, there's your stock downs. I like to get the negatives out of the way. You'll come to find
you
that
tend
if you're
to do that.
Yeah.
Just kick them in the nuts.
Yeah, I'm a creature of habit. I like getting the bad stuff out of the way. You are tuned in to The Drive with Sterner, Hughley, myself, Tyler Milner, riding with you on a Wednesday here at 95.7 The Fan. Talking week one, Texans, Bills, stock up, stock down. Now that the negatives are done with, it's time for stock up. Back to you on the show. Stock up in week one in Houston.
Yeah, my stock up is for Danielle Hunter. I listened to, just like you all just did, and Clint brought it up, about the success that the Texans defense has had, and D'Amico's not, hey, that was last year, that was the last 2 years. Well, I can assure you that that's not what Joe Brady's thinking. Joe Brady is thinking, I remember what these jokers did to me. And in particular, hell, you can almost say this guy was an all-pro on Thursday Night Football in the front of the world because of what Will Anderson did to the Bills' offensive line and Josh Allen. Will Anderson, 2.5 sacks, multiple tackles for loss, and nine quarterback pressures on Josh Allen. I got to believe Joe Brady and the Buffalo Bills are – He is the number one player that they are watching game plan wise, and even more than they have in the past. They've really got to say, okay, we're not going to let him just ruin the game. Well, the only problem is that joker on the other side, he's going to make you ruin the game too. And if there are less chips, less help over there on 79, because Spencer Brown, I believe, had to tap out last year, also against 55. I think Danielle Hunter, his stock is up, potentially have a big game with a lot of eyes on Will Anderson for Buffalo.
And back to you, Mr. Clint Sterner, our former NFL quarterback here at 95.7 The Fan. Give these Texans fans something positive to look for in week one. Texans, Bills, stock up for you, Clint.
Stock up is Xavier Hutchinson, wide receiver. Looks like he's going to be a starter.
That's my pick for breakout player for the
offense. Yeah, looks like he's going to be a starter in that slot role. We've seen him obviously execute multiple roles, so I do believe he stays in as a depth player when Jalen Noel comes on the field or when they use multiple tight ends. If Xavier Hutch, if Boutte or Nico Collins are in a rest period or aren't on the field, I believe the next guy up every single time is going to be Xavier Hutchinson. So not only is he a starter at the slot position, but he appears to have really good chemistry with C.J. Stroud and a great relationship, and he is a playmaker. And he is the first in line behind both of your outside receivers to get that run as well. So I don't think Xavier Hutchinson's stock has ever been higher right now taking on that starter role.
That is absolutely right. Hell yeah. Especially with Boutte, as you're saying, getting up to speed. Hell yeah, he may be receiver number two right now. All right, that is stock up, stock down every single Wednesday. Coming up, we will hear from Robert Flores, MLB Network. All right, what is what's up with the Astros? How big a chance does he believe the Astros have at making a real run? And what's going on with Yordan Alvarez? We'll talk to Roflo coming up next.